It's so nice to be here. It's really nice, and it's really nice also to see many faces that we've been seeing for many years coming to the camp. And many of you young people, kids, that we've seen growing, and not only growing physically, but also growing spiritually. And we can see it. And we can hear it when you guys speak, how you guys act. It's so nice to be here, and it's so nice to see you. And you know, when I say it's so nice to see you, I really mean it. When words come a reality to your life, it really mean what you say. And when I say it's really nice to see you, as you many know, I've been having trouble with my eyes. It's the reason I'm wearing these glasses. And a little bit at a time, I've been losing my eyesight. And it's really, really, really nice to see you. Be able to see you, still seeing you. Maybe one day I cannot see you, but for now, it's really nice to see you sitting here for the gospel meeting. Let us start the gospel meeting tonight with hymn 35 in this book. Hymn 35, please, if somebody can raise the tongue. Let us pray. Our God, loving Father, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, and we always will give you thanks for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you because today we remember him in his death. And through these meetings, our brothers has been reminding us what the Lord Jesus did for us in the cross through his sufferings. We thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you. And we're asking you now to open the hearts. Maybe somebody here who needs to hear the gospel of salvation. We're asking you to open the ears, to open the hearts, and that your Holy Spirit can bring light to that heart. We're asking you to help the speaker. We declare your need of you, because I'm really not sufficient to do it, but trusting in you. And we thank you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers call me and tell me if I can have the gospel. And like you know, English is my second language. And I pray that the Lord can either give me a better English or you understand in my English. So it's nice, like I say before, it's really nice to be here and to see many of you. And your parents making the sacrifice to bring you here. I know for us it's the highlight of summer to bring our kids here, because they count in the days to be here. And it's so nice to be here with our brothers and sisters in Christ. No matter the place, I like to confess something. I really don't like camping. Really, I mean, I tell my wife, I live in Mexico for 20 plus years, and I tell my wife, I camp every single day of my life over there. Now you, when I'm here in a nice house with my bed, you want me to bring to camp. I mean, it's like, come on. But I do it gladly, because it's nice to, really nice to be here. You know, I don't know, when I was living in Mexico, I never owned a bed until I was married with my wife. Until I was married, I bought my first bed. I always sleep in the floor or in couches and stuff like that. But so it's the reason I say camping again. But, you know, it's just like some people say, heaven will be heaven because the Lord Jesus Christ will go to be there. And camping here, no matter the place, is so nice because my brothers and sisters in Christ, young people, kids who are here. It's so nice to be here. It's so nice to hear the meetings. It's so nice to open the Bible and hear about our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's really nice to be here. And not only that, but a very nice place. I was asking one of the girls today, do you really like camping? And she says, this is not camping. It's a nice building, nice cabin, and really, this is very nice and real, real good food also. The only problem I have with the food we just eat is that was Mexican food. And I know Mexican food has a side effect. It puts you to sleep. It's the reason we all Mexicans take a siesta after eat. Because the food in Mexico, but it's just a joke. But let us start the meeting, the gospel meeting. You know, some time ago, my brothers in Tacoma asked me to preach the gospel. And I start reading about the gospel and find it that the gospel means that the great news, good news of salvation, the good news of God. And we're living in a world where is not many good news. Not long ago, I was browsing best top 10 news of the year. Some years ago, I was browsing top 10 news of the year. And what came up surprised me because the best news of this world was a shooting on the state of this state. So many people die on this other place. On Africa has been war and so many people die. And that was the best news this world offered. That was the best news, the top 10 best news that this world offered. And really, it's not very good news around. But the gospel is the good news of salvation for you and for me. And it's really a good news. But before I give you the good news, I want to give you a little bit of bad news first. And it's the bad news that Brother Joshua and Mark was speaking about. And the bad news is that you and me, we are sinners. We're born in sin. When we're born in this world, we're born sinners. The Bible tells us that. Sin came onto the world from one man, Adam. And when he sinned, after him, every people, every person born in this world is a sinner. I'm born in sin. Not long ago in a Bible reading at home, my son Joseph was telling me, so if I never sin and I never do nothing wrong, I live forever. Well, I was telling him, you know, we sin because we are sinners. We don't sin and become sinners. We sin because we're born in sin. When we're born, we are sinners. And some people think so many times, oh, don't tell me that. You're telling me that a little baby, that nice little baby, is a sinner? Well, it's not what I say. It's what the Bible said. That little baby is born in sin. And it's evidence on sin on that kid, right? Like many times we say, you don't send to your kid to a school to be nice. You send your kid, he already is no good. He already, you can see the sin in his life. I always put this example. I have 4 kids. My oldest is not here. My oldest is Jonathan. My second oldest is my daughter, Alisa. Raquel, sitting over there. And I remember when they was little. My oldest son, now 18, I can't believe it, but he's 18 already. He was like 3 years old. And my daughter was 1.5, 2 years old. She was crawling. My oldest son, he was walking. What they did is they went to the refrigerator. My oldest son opened the refrigerator and he take a whole dozen of eggs out. And he knew that was wrong what he was doing. So he don't want to be in trouble. So what he did is he bring her brother, and he start giving to my daughter the eggs. And my daughter, every time she received one egg, she start dumping it on the floor. And dumping it on the floor. So we don't know what that was happening. So I come around. And when they saw me, my son gets so scared. It was not me, it was her. Immediately he accused her sister. Because he knew that was wrong. And you see little babies, you can see the effects of sin on them. I remember going to a store and one little kid, I don't think her parents was Christians or nothing, but this little kid, I don't know, 2, 3 years old, and he has a gun, a toy gun. And he was killing everybody in the store. He was shooting at everybody. Boom, boom, you dead. Boom, you dead. So the mom of this little boy, she was kind of embarrassed. So he started telling the boy, hey, calm down. And the kid started getting so upset about it that he turned around and was so big surprise to me that he turned around and he started shooting to his mom and telling her so many bad things to her, to his mom. And I kill you. And she starts shooting to his man with this little toy gun. So we see that little babies are born in sin. And we all has born in sin. Can you please open your Bible in Romans chapter 3? Romans chapter 3. And verse 23. Let's start with Romans 3:10 first, please. As it's written, there is no righteous, not one. There is no righteous, no one. Verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Sometimes I tell my kids when we're speaking about this, not only babies, not only young people, not only kids, old people, we all sin. And we all come short of the glory of God. We all short of the mark. He is a righteous God. He is a holy God. And we all sinners. And we need Him. The Bible tells us that we all sin. And it's what Brother Joshua and Brother Mark was speaking about, the depravity of man. The total depravity of man is nothing good on us. Paul says, I found that in my flesh, this is in me, is nothing good. Everything is bad. It's nothing good on us. In my flesh, is nothing good. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in sin. And we all are walking to perdition. We're walking to death.
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. And death is the separation from God. The eternal separation from God. The wages of sin is death. The pay of sin is death. Last year, I speak about this too. When we go to work, I go to work every day. And every 15 days, two times a month, I receive a check. I receive a pay from my company. It's the wages of my work. Well, the wages of sin is death. And like the brothers once mentioned through the Bible, man is dead in his sins. We are dead without the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing we can do to be saved. Only Jesus Christ can save you. The Lord Jesus Christ in John 14:6 says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The only way, the only truth, the only life. He don't say, I am one of the ways, I am one of the truths, and I am one of the lives. You can choose. There's many over there you can choose. You can choose me. Please choose me. He says, I am the only way, I am the only life, and I am the only truth. It's nothing outside Him that can save you. Believe me. It's nobody here in this room that can save you. It's no religion that can save you. It's no group that can save you. Nobody can save you but the Lord Jesus Christ who died for you in the cross. He's the only who can save. Only through Him we have salvation. And that is the great news. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His only begotten Son. So whosoever believing in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The same God we was speaking in Genesis, the creator of this world, the creator of the universe, the sun, the moon, everything, is the same God who loves you and give His only begotten Son. What an amazing God we have. That saw our need, that saw you in your need, saw me in my need, dead in my sins, with nothing to do. I cannot do anything to be saved. And He needed to reach for me. He quickened us so we can hear the good news of the gospel of salvation in Christ. And we can receive it by faith. The Bible is in Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Very known verses in Ephesians chapter 2. Please forgive me and take a little bit of time to find the verses because I need to look closer. I have this device here that blow the letters pretty high, big so I can see. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you did He make alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins. When you were dead through your trespasses and sins, He make us alive. He gave us the faith to believe. Even the faith to believe in Him, He gave us to us. Because we don't have nothing. We were running away from Him, enemies of Him. Everything running us. Nothing good in us. Running away from Him, no wanting nothing from Him, enemies of God. He quickened us and giving us the faith to see life in our Lord Jesus Christ. The good news of salvation. In heaven, the plan was made. Who will go for us? Who will be sent? And the Lord Jesus Christ says, here I am. Send me. The gospel come from heaven. The living gospel, the incarnate gospel, the good news of God come from heaven to this world. Born from a virgin, live alive without sin. He never sinned. He never did nothing wrong. No, even a thought in his mind. Sinless. And it's really good to remember, like Brother Mark was saying, what he did for us. I know many of you here has listened to the gospel many times. But like Brother Mark was saying, like today we remember our Lord Jesus Christ in his death, on the cup, and in the bread. When we preach the gospel, we remember. Also, it's good to hear the gospel because we remember where we was and where we are now in him, in Christ, who did everything for us. God sending his son. God sending his son to die in the cross for you and for me. The good news in this world that don't have any good news. God sent his son to die on the cross. I remember one time I have a dream, and I don't mean to tell you that dreams or nothing, just an example. And in this dream, I was dreaming that my oldest son was taken by some kids on the neighborhood where we live. And he was taken by these kids. And when they take it away, I was seeing him going away with these kids. And when he was far, these kids start beating him with no mercy. They start punching him and kicking him, and he was on the floor and he was bleeding, and I was looking and I was trying to go there, but I was not moving. And I cannot reach my kid and help him, and this guy was beating him. And I was crying because I saw my kid being hit in my dream. And I wake up so desperate. And I get in my knees. And I was thinking, oh Lord, oh Father, you give your son. You give your son. And what we did to him, we crowned him with thorns, give it nails in his hands, spit on his face, nailed him to a cross. And the Father gave him. The Father did it. The Father sent him to die for you and for me. What great love. What a great love of the Father to send his son to die for you and for me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved you and me that he gave his son. I don't think I can do it, brother. I don't think I can give any of my sons or my daughters. But he did. He did his only begotten son. To die for us. Because he loves you. What a loving Father we have. What a loving God. Who sees you in your sins. And he provides the remedy. He provides the remedy. That is great news. That is a good news. Bad news, we all sinners. Great news, God loved you and he provided remedy for you and for me to be saved.
Let's go back to Romans, please. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commends His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. When we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. Many times we read these verses when it's the breaking of bread. And many times we say the same. And we say it because it's the truth. God don't save you, or God don't save me, because He saw something nice or something good on you. Was nothing there. Nothing attractive. You cannot say, God choose me because He's some good in me. You cannot say, God choose me because my good looks or my good works. When we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. By grace are you saved. By grace are we saved. Grace. The unmerited gift of God. Grace. By grace are we saved. So nobody can boast. Nobody can say. Any other religion in the world tells you that you need to do good things, and your good things need to outweigh your bad things. And it's the way you go to heaven. The Bible tells us it's nothing you can do to get to heaven. The only way is to believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And like we already say, that faith, even that faith, is coming from Him. It's nothing we can do, brother and sister, kids. It's nothing you can do but receive and believe through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, the Bible tells us. Believe. Put your faith in Christ. Simplicity of the gospel. We make everything harder. But the gospel is simple. The good news of salvation are simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. He is the one who is saving. He is the one. I'm telling you again, I cannot save you. Nobody in this room can save you. No religion can save you. No group can save you. Nothing you can do can save you. The only one who can save you is Jesus Christ through faith, by grace. Believe in Him and you will be saved. He is the one who saved us. He is the one who chose us. Not long ago, I got to give you another example. And I give you these examples because it's a what happened? I was driving from home to work, and I drive a big truck, a service truck. I work for Toyota, and I go places to fix stuff. And I drive this big truck, and as you know, it's many traffic. And I was driving. And sometimes the enemy brings thoughts to your life, things that happened before, because he wants to torment you. He's a liar. And he wants to torment you. And he brings stuff that happened in your life to make you feel sad and to make you feel abandoned and to make you feel nobody loves you. And he brings so many lies from things to happen in your life. So I was thinking when I was young. You know, I put this example over there in Tacoma. And I was telling them, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, I was very, very overweight. When I was that age, I weighed like 200 pounds at that time. I was very overweight. And I remember when I was that young and lived in the neighborhood where many kids was playing. And like here, sometimes you make teams. And sometimes people say, okay, make a line. And the two best players go to choose people. They got to be the responsibles to start choosing people. And nobody wants to be in the losing team, right? Everybody wants his teams to win. So at that time, I remember making a big line. We was many kids on the neighborhood. And making a big line. And these two guys who was the best start choosing people. I want Panchito in my team. And Panchito number one, and he runs and he's so happy because they choose him. And the other guy, I want Tony. And they start picking, and one. And I was one of the last one. I always waited for you. Please, choose me. I want to play too. I want to play. But you know, many times they don't even choose me because I was so no good. I don't run fast. I was no good for sports. To them, I was a waste. You are not worth it because you don't run fast. You don't play nice. You don't know the sport. So we don't choose you. And I was thinking, oh man. But at that moment, the Lord bring the Bible to my heart. And you know, he bring John 15:16. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you. I have chosen you. I have chosen you to be in my team. And you will be with me forever. And I will never abandon you. I will be always with you every single day of your life. You will be my son. I love you so much that I give my life for you. And when he starts telling me all that he did for me, oh man, my heart was rejoicing. And I can't do no anything by telling him, blessed be your name, Lord. I love you, Lord, because you loved me first. And you died for me in the cross. I have chosen you. You don't choose me. In our flesh, in our sins, we rejected him. We run away from him. We don't want him. But he said, I have chosen you. I give you faith to believe. And now you will be with me forever. Kids, don't never forget that. He is the one who chose you if you are in Christ. And if you still don't believe in him, you still have time today. Just put your faith in him. Put your faith in him. Maybe this world tells you you are not good. You are not fast. You are not pretty. You are not handsome. But he's telling you, I choose you. And I love you. And I want you. I die for you. To save you. And to give you a reason to live. What a wonderful, loving God we have. And He is calling you, giving you the faith to believe. And it's the reason your mom, your dad, they bring you to this place. So you can listen to the Bible. You can listen when brothers, like we have been listening these last days, telling us about this loving God who sent His Son and what our Lord Jesus Christ did for us in the cross. He died. He went to the grave. By the third day, He rise. And He is alive. And He's coming. He's coming. Our God and loving Father, we thank You for this good news, the good news of salvation that we can read in the Bible. We thank You for sending Your Son. We thank You for our Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Thank You because You did everything for us. In ourselves, we're lost. But thank You because You saved us. You gave us Your Son. Nothing that we did, but all the work was by You. What a precious plan, the plan of salvation. And we thank You because we know that our Lord Jesus Christ soon will come for us. And we will be with Him forever, for eternity. And thank You because You choose us and You save us. And we can call You our Father today because our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, blessed be His name. Blessed be the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. We asking You for all those that are still in His sins. Give them life, please, Lord. Let them to see the precious light of the gospel. Thank You again. We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.